The story of Blessed Stanley Rother includes discussion of government persecution and torture. If you're listening with younger ears, you may want to screen these episodes first. Thank you for listening.
July 1981, Guatemala. Father Stanley has returned to his parish and his people. As he and his friends prepare for the local feast of St. James, an unexpected visitor arrives with an unwelcome message. Now, Father Stanley Rother faces the choice that will define his life.
The Saints. Adventures of Faith and Courage. Stanley Rother. Episode 5, Countdown. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
Tom Stafford, you never leave your side of the lake. It brings you to Santiago Atitlan.
You, Stan. You.
Don't worry about me. Worry about the native catechists. Come in, please.
Stan, your assassination is imminent. The government has decided to kill you.
I've been told.
If you want to live, you have to leave Santiago Atitlan immediately.
I won't leave the parish. I have a commitment to the people and to the sisters, and I will not leave.
Please, Stan, come with me now. I'll take you to the border.
Tom, I appreciate your...
Go pack a bag and get your passport. I'm taking you to the border now.
No, don't worry. I will fight. They won't take me alive.
Stan.
Tom, thank you, but I have to go right now to Cerro de Oro and celebrate Mass for what's left of our brave catechists.
My brothers, I come here tonight to celebrate Mass and speak to you about how we have to keep on and fight for our Catholic Church. Don't lose your faith when you hear about violence. Some of you will die or be assassinated, as it is in Santiago Atitlan, where the catechists gave their lives to defend the truth. Many of the catechists in Santiago Atitlan are fleeing, and others were kidnapped or assassinated. There are many families with orphans and widows.
Padre, I've heard they're going to use the festival to forcibly recruit men into the army.
We'll give them refuge in the church overnight, Francisco.
But there are about 600 men!
Open up the church. Let them in.
Yes, Padre.
Come, hide inside.
You are my catechists. You must always meet. Don't forget your meetings to prepare the Word of God, which I and the other priests teach you each week. Brothers, keep on with our pastor, Jesus Christ, and don't digress from the way and your faith.
Sister Ana Maria, I am amazed that somehow the people find it in their heart to celebrate the St. James the Apostle Festival, even in the midst of this bloody civil war. Their spirit is uplifting.
Berta, look through those doors at Padre. He has witnessed at least 50 marriages so far today, and he has about another 50 to go. I do.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. May God bless this marriage. Amen.
Padre, you should take a break now.
No, Francisco. We need to finish these weddings. Who knows what will happen here? These couples have looked forward to this special day.
You're right. Here, let me refill the holy water.
Thank you, Francisco.
I cannot wait for our celebration tonight. And Bertha's Chinese spread. She sure is a good cook.
Salud!
Salud!
Put on the music! We need to blow off some steam!
It's been a very long day, Bertha. I think you might be right.
Well, I slaved for hours cooking you my special Chinese feast. So now you, Stanley Rother, you can dance with your old friend Bertha.
You did. And I will.
Who dares to try to beat me in charades?
Not me.
Sister Anna Maria can whip any one of you in charades.
More wine, sister? Padre here went all out.
Me? That cake you made.
What about my cake?
It's huge.
You invited 9 Carmelite nuns to join us. We need a big cake.
Well, sisters, have some more cake, or I'll be eating it all week.
My sisters and catechists, we will see each other in heaven. We have to be faithful before God and to the community. Follow in the faith of the saints and the apostles.
Sister Anna Maria, can you please check to see if the sacristy door is locked?
All good. The party last night was fun.
Bertha was right. We really needed to let off some steam.
The fiesta is finally winding down and Mass was lovely today.
We'll keep our prayer time in focus and pray for continued safety.
I have to go to the market. Will you walk with me, Padre? I'm scared to go alone.
Of course.
Hello, Señor Garcia. May I have some ginger?
Here you go, sister. Buenas tardes, Padre.
Gracias, Señor Garcia. Buenas noches.
Padre, look. People seem to be leaving the plaza in a hurry.
Walk briskly toward the church, sister.
The sisters are ringing the bell in the code you taught us.
Oh, the military is moving through the streets. They're here again to take our men into forced service.
Dios te salve, María. Llena eres.
Keep walking. Keep walking.
Señor es contigo. Padre, look. There are more young men standing by the church.
It's okay. It's okay. We'll give them sanctuary. Bertha, your Chinese leftovers tasted even better today.
Oh, that makes me happy.
I gave the rest to the men hiding from the soldiers. I will go make sure the doors are locked.
We have to leave early tomorrow to donate blood for Senor Bernada's surgery.
Oh, it's 10:20. Best to have an early night then. Good night, Stan.
Good night, Bertha.
Shh! You will wake them. Padre's room is in the front. Check the rooms on the right.
Hey! Somebody's in this room!
Who are you?
It's just a kid!
Who are you?
My name is Francisco. This is my room. Please, do not hurt me.
Where is your padre? Where?
I do not know.
Rother is not in his room. He must be changing his rooms each night, knowing we would come for him.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Where is he? On three, I pull the triggers. Uno, dos.
He is downstairs, in the utility room.
Take us.
Padre! They've come for you!
Francisco, go back upstairs to your room and lock the door.
Take him.
We can't budge him!
Eat him!
He's a real fight.
He won't take me from here. You'll have to kill me here!
You broke my ears!
You think you're brave? You suffer in silence? You lose, Padre.
Bertha! Sisters! They killed him. They killed Padre Aplaz.
Oh, Stan. Stan. Time of death, 1:30 a.m.
Venga tu reino.
Sister Ana Maria, where are you going?
He wanted us to light the Easter candle. Father Stan said,
if they get him to go to the church and play resurrection music.
They didn't get him out of the house, did they?
During his time in Santiago Atitlan, Father Stanley Rother built a farmer's co-op, a school, a hospital, and a Catholic radio station used for catechesis and general education of the local people. He was also instrumental in getting the Gospels translated into the Tsuut'ina language. Father Stanley's refusal to leave his flock and his subsequent murder make him the first American-born martyr. The room where he died is now a shrine where pilgrims gather to pray. The hole left by the bullet that killed him is still in the floor, and the bloodstains encased in glass. Father Rother was beatified in 2017. In 2022, Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg, Maryland, where Stanley got a second chance at the priesthood, opened a new house of formation, the Blessed Stanley Rother House. And in 2023, the Blessed Stanley Rother National Shrine opened in Oklahoma City. In the words of his old friend Archbishop Harry Flynn, Stanley Rother had taken on so much of the beauty of Jesus Christ and his strength and gentility that his death was a final act of real transformation. Blessed Stanley Rother, pray for us.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson from the Merry Bakers. Thank you for listening to The Saints. To listen to more thrilling adventures, go to thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.